November 19, 2006. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. you get.
Show. It's November 18, 2006 edition. The date, no, 19th. You know what? What did I say at the beginning of the show?
You split the 20th?
Yeah, but at the beginning of the show today, Brother Matt, did I say November 18th or 19th?
I think you said 19th, I believe.
Okay, because it is the 19th. I leave on the 20th tomorrow. I think tour number 60 or something.
Wow.
And, with the Missing Man, 4 gigs on our own, 12 gigs with Chili Peppers, and then I do 4 Stooges gigs. 20 and 23 days.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because I need a day on each end, and there is one day where Carlos, a Dutch dude, Carlos, couldn't find a gig, amazingly, which because he always comes through, but not yeah. this time. No, no, it was just the situation where I am in the scheme of things, where I have to get to because of this airport stuff. Because I also play Macedonia, Latvia, and England with Stooges, so I have to be flying. So I just can't. I'm just not in the boat, which worries me a lot. It's giving me a lot of anxiety. But I'm just praying everything goes good for my guys. Everything else can go wrong as long as I get my guys back safe to Pedro. Raul and Tom, I love them much and think about them much. We start off with John Coltrane in Sunship, since we'll be on the Sunship. I'm hoping it's a Sunship, not a snow ship, right? Because winter starts on the solstice, which is usually right after my birthday, 21st or 22nd December, maybe 22nd this year. And Carlos, I talked to him yesterday. He said it's pretty mild, so hopefully it stays that way. I mean, it ends up in Sweden, you know. Go to the Hoot page if you want to know the gigs. But it's, it starts in Holland and goes to Germany. And then Switzerland, Austria, Italy, Denmark, and Sweden, as far as Missing Men. And then Watt's got those other. Thanks. And I get to see Thurston in England. He's putting on that All Tomorrow's Party. He picked all the bands. So since he is always in the moment and knows all the good stuff, I get to learn. Cool. Yeah, a lot of the bands. You know, I asked him. I wrote him an email, man, because I saw the lineup of the bands, and, like, I didn't know what was going on, you know. And
yeah, that's one of those neat presentations of lots of new music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And especially him, stuff. Which he's always hip. He's never in a vacuum or head up the ass like I found myself in most time. In fact, I just got turned on to a new thing, a drummer named Muko, song called Jazz we heard after John Coltrane. Hey, I got Albert Eiler doing for John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. We started that set off with Albert Eiler doing for John Coltrane live at the Village Vanguard. I think so. What's that record called? Greenwich Village, live in Greenwich Village, because one of the gigs is at the Village Vanguard, and then one was at the Village Theater. So I guess they're called, it ain't the same gig. So that's why it's Greenwich Village. 1967 for John Coltrane, great song. Henry Grimes on the bass, a cat who didn't play for many years. And Nels Klein, in fact, had a, speaking of Nels, the Billboard people asked me for my favorite 2006 records. I don't know. I know these tunes that people give me, you know, but I don't know the albums of the year and this and that. So, but I did put Nels's New Monastery.
Cool.
But Nels Klein helped Henry Grimes get back into music. He didn't play for many, many years. I think he was a janitor or something.
30-year break, huh?
And, yeah, got back playing, got him a bass. Devin Hoff, too, Nels Klein's singer's bass player. Me and Kira are going to play with him in February. Great.
Cool.
Yeah, you heard him. He had that song called Kira. He's a stand-up solo, but he's also got a band called Good for Cows. Anyway, Henry Grimes here with Albert Eiler. Beautiful piece for John Coltrane. And then we had Panic, a tune by a band called Coil from the early 80s, and Sleazy from Thrum and Gristle, I think. And I think, yeah, one of them passed away just recently, which is very sad. After that, we had a Germs song, a cover of a Germs song, a live version by a band called The Liars I dig a lot. I think one of the cats is from around here, but they're a New York City band. I met him. It's not The Liars with a Y from Boston, but like the way we would call someone a liar. And everybody knows Sex Boy. It's a classic German song, Darby. I'm the fucking son of a Superman or something. And then we had Beatnik by Comet Gang. Kind of a 96 Tears on organ there, huh?
Organ sound.
Speak of organ, Pete's got a new band, and we'll play some of that later.
Oh, cool.
Pete Mazich. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. I was telling you about the MySpace thing. The question mark wrote me there. Mm. Yeah. Hey, Mike. I'm your MySpace man. you go. Yeah. Speaking of you guys saw last night with Sean Lennon playing piano, but I didn't bring any of the stuff for Petra. Remember we played last week? Just can't. The time before tour is just messed up for me. You know, but anyway, she played wild, man. I would, the whole idea of the keyboard, I told Pete this, you know, you got a button for each note. When I was doing that, we haven't talked. Well, yeah, we did. I did the first session, right? I went in again and did more of that for Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, right, right.
And the bass I was replacing. I did three more songs. The old punk guy thing is a good idea. She's a trip. Never been in a band. The guitar, Jimmy told me the story. She learned to sing in church. But a lot of old rock and rollers learned to sing in church, you know. Jerry Lee and Elvis.
Okay.
Even Rocky Erickson. And, of course, a lot of the Motown people. So church is a good band to start singing. And this lady can sing. I mean, but I've played over some MIDI bass, you know. I got to sneak in a Madonna. I just turned the... He had the intervals there. I just turned the lick around so it'd be that, and they kind of laughed. But they're sweet. Some of it was so intense, like David would take away all the music and just have a click track there, you know? And I'd have to, write to the thing. I mean, gotta get my rudiment up. I mean, I was under the microscope. I was kind of feeling for Raul because at the prax here, you know, I get on him for... Because, you know, from hardcore, so he anticipates a little bit. So. But, man, the karma wailed because it was my turn under the microscope. With the, oh, man, it was pretty intense in some things. But, They were very nice to me. So I'm glad I did it.
So how many tracks altogether?
Six. One of them was funny. The words, she, you know, like she's writing her own songs. Because the last time, I guess it was made for her, or written for her. So this time, and with Jimmy, the guitarist. And one of them was like, pull your head out of your ass. That was the chorus and shit. That's the one I put the Madonna. Detuned. One way down to sea on one. I don't know. You know, you do flying all these ideas with David, kind of producer, engineer. I was talking to Sean about Jim Joyce, because David's way into Joyce. And he's talking about 32, because he lives on, it's part of his address in New York City. And, I mean, I don't know how old he is. In his 20s still? He's a young man, right? But he knew a lot about Ulysses, because 32, that's the number, right? In Bloom's head, the 32 feet per second per second, you know, the acceleration for gravity. I said, yeah, but that's, you know, he's a common man, but it just shows you they can be aware and have thoughts on their mind. And we can start getting into that paradigm. I showed him my ticket, you know, from when I went to Dublin on the Centurion. And he told him, you're going to put it away. And I asked, is this lame? I asked for it back. Because I think he thought I was donating. But in a way, it's like a good luck, huh? You know? Sandy Mount, where the book started, you know, on June 16th. Raymond's birthday. It was heavy.
Yeah, the day.
So let's play more music. Oh, we should tell people it's early on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of I guess the fog's burned off, it looks like, but it's kind of a gray morning in Pedro.
Okay. Pedro.
Set you free in the moment where you're there. In this world, there's nothing there. Drop that bomb and use your legs up those wooden hills to bed. Where there's a will, there's a way. Is it hard to say? Memories fade away. And how'd you feel the day? Falling, falling, lying, trying. We'll be right back.
Honey, don't know my mind. I'm lonesome all the time. You're born to love a drifter, that's me. I could love you for so long, but then a rambler's heart goes wrong. Baby, you don't know my mind today. Well, I've heard the music on the rails, slipped in every dirty jam, and life's too short for you to worry me. When I find that I can't win, I'll be checking out again. Baby, you don't know my mind today. Just to give my poor heart, honey, you don't know my mind today.
from Pedro show. Flick the power switch. Damn. Sorry about that. That was Clark Nova with In My Favorite Room. Before that was Position Normal with 5RFK. I wonder what that means. Five Bobby Kennedys?
Yeah, little clones.
Doing the little...
little chip.
Sounded like somebody was on the clave. I was telling Raul, you know, when you start with the Congan Tumba, the Cubano tradition, they put you on the clave, you know, for years until you got it. I guess there's two ways to play it. It's either ding, 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 or it's ding, 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 ding. They're backwards, you know, or something like that. I said, you learn that. They have you on there until you get it together. Then you move over to some syncopation.
Babaloo.
Ding, 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 ding. Or ding, 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 ding. What happened was the drums were taken away when they brought over as slaves. Because the original people wouldn't work for them. So they brought in African people and made slaves and took away their drums and stuff. So they used the sugar machinery and the crates.
These are what you get.
Gunk, 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 gunk. That's where these sounds are from. They're the actual machines that are oppressing them. Before Position Normal, not such a normal position, but you know, the human spirit's got to overcome whatever.
Pre-industrial sound.
Yeah. Futurists and big boxes, noisemakers. We had the original Tongues with Honey, You Don't Know My Mind. Ain't that the fucking...
Honey.
Honey. And who'd you think it was? Sid Barrett?
Yeah, yeah. It sounded a little yeah. Floydish.
Texan Floydish. Kentucky Floyd. Floyd the Barber. Remember him? Ooh, Andy. Yeah, he was weird.
Yeah, okay. Being a weirdo.
Huh?
Got a whole career out of being
that
a
whole
weirdo.
Show was weirdos. If you yeah, look that. At that, yeah, it ain't so mom's apple pie. It's some dysfunction, weird.
Yeah, Mayberry Twisted.
Twisted. Look, we're out of time. I better tell you the rest of the song. We started with Seeing Is Believing by the Superimposers. That's a name. That's a man name. Okay, we're at the end of the first hour. Watt from Pedro Show, November 19, 2006 edition. Hold tight for hour two. November 19, 2006. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Say it one way. Like anyone.
crack of dawn, of course. And rubbing the conk out of my eyes was trippy. Felt different. But then I believed I had dreamed different. I moved to the mirror. The silverbacks show you clearer. Freakier, never much my endeavor. And what did it show me? But eyes of a cat now on me. Of course, sideways crescents. Not comp cramped, too lazy to open them wide. Windows I'm using tonight, all in two. Then, where is my tail? Even a girl cat has a tail, or I want it one time. Then I figure, where are my claws? Sharpness, dig deep, but to drag longer, ever so good. if only your words.
From Pedro Show. That was Unwound with a Minutemen song, Plight, from I think What Makes a Man Start Fires. I used a pick. I got to use my fingers at these Kelly Clarkson things. I tried to pick for one, but then I said, no, you can go back your fingers. And, you know, I did the flipper with them together. I could get some attack, but still keep it fat. I'm getting better at it. Trying. We had Regardez-moi, which is French for look at me. But the in parentheses, the parenthetical title is, I'm up to my neck in shit again. And which is, my spiel over an Estelle song. That band's from Dublin. They're called Estelle, and they asked me to... I think a couple shows ago, I just did the spiel. So that's what it sounds like with the music. Their new CD's out. It's called... is it over there? Them Bones? Something about the Bones? It's really good. See, over there, it's got the baby. The organ player does all the paintings, and it's... A lot of blood, huh? Babies. And look at this, a bloody baby coming out of the teddy bear or something.
Cute.
Yeah, it's called The Bones of Something. Estelle, great album. And we had I'm a Boy before that, TGV. And started the second hour with Made of Water, something new from Elme. Asheville. Elme in Nashville. Now it's my unending pleasure and honor.
Oops.
To bring your brother Matt in Spin Cycle.
And the bass keeps walking, 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 walking. In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. So lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break from tradition. 'Cause when we beat out, you wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Let's get into it,
yeah.
Get stupid,
come on.
Get retarded,
come on. get it started. Yeah. Get retarded, let's get retarded. In here, let's get retarded. Bob your head like epilepsy, up inside your club or in your Bentley. Come on now, do not correct it. Let's get pregnant, let's get hectic, let's get retarded. In here, let's get retarded.
Thank you. things near the air. Nothing is ever what it was.
The light bulb that looks like an alligator egg was mounted up from above.
Had myself a kind of brainstorm. Took a tablespoon of buzz.
She had a tattoo gun that she made herself from a cassette motor and a guitar string.
X-ray eyes can see right through me. Naked thoughts. Put on your clothes.
She always had leaves in her hair.
You hear that bunny laughing? Just the call of ancient crows.
She cut two holes in the back of her dress because she had these scapular wings.
Somewhere near the raveled edges, by the pool of think of it.
And they were covered with feathers and electrical tape. And when she got good and drunk, she would sing.
Once again, the notion hits me. Half is quite a bit of wit.
About Elkhart, Indiana, where the wind is tall and folks mind their own business.
Power up that upper story. 10% is all you use.
She had 100 old baseballs that she'd taken from kids. She collected bones of all kinds.
Take a flight of simple fancy. You're the one who has to choose.
She lived in a trailer under a bridge, and she made her own whiskey and gave cigarettes to kids.
Okay, all right for you. Look into the tiger's eye.
She'd been struck by lightning 7 or 8 times, and she hated the mention of rain.
See if you can see the desert. Pour a drink, my throat is dry.
She made up her own language, and she wore rubber boots. She could fix anything with string.
Poetry ain't gonna catch me. Climb up this high plateau.
And her lips were like cherries, and she was stronger than any man. And she smelled like nutmeg and piss.
Finish up what you were thinking. Just a day or so ago.
And she put mud on a bee sting I got at the creek. And she gave me my very first kiss.
Illustrate for visionaries. Go buy a doodle pad.
Oh, tragic comedy, a poetic verse. It's voodoo, some say, black magic etouffee, a dead man's curse.
Pedro Show. That's Brendan Benson with Life in the D. Before that, we had the Lutheran Gun Club and Anonymous Love Song. Where's the drummer?
He didn't have much say in the mix.
He's there. He's subliminal. And of course, before that was Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Thank you, Brother Matt, for your spinach. Spinach. Popeye's favorite. Why'd they call him Popeye? Did we ever talk about that?
I don't know.
Maybe there was that pipe. Probably was sealing up that eye with an ash burn big time. Right? Because it was always on that corner side of his corner's mouth. And
chomping.
Putting a fumare up in the eyeball like that. Eye custard. Oh, man. What was that island? Remember he went to that island? Alice the Goon? It was those weird women. Yeah, they were not olive oil, but there was these trippy girls on this Alice the Goon. Am I mixing up my cartoons?
It's kind of ringing a bell, but okay. I got to brush up.
Okay. And your Popeye knowledge. End of the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show, November 19, 2006 edition. Hold tight for hour three. November 19, 2006. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
nosiš i smiješ mi se, ko da sam izgubila sve najljepše. Ma ne znam zašto riječi sada ne znače, al drago mi je samo zbog tebe. Da li to misliš da me boli svako sjećanje i da ne mogu sad više bez tebe? Ma vrijeme kažu liječi rane najgore, a što da liječi ono kod mene? Kad što sam htjela nisam nikad uzela, svu ljubav nisam tebi nudila. Jer nisi ti od onih koje ikada boli suza što se drugom prikrada. Ipak drago mi je da si sada sretan, ko što nikad nisi bio ranije. Drago mi je da si sada sretan, ko što nikad nisi bio ranije. Krijem da ti nitko nikad ne kaže, tako bit će bolje, vjeruj najbolje. Ha. Na vrijeme kažu liječi rane najgore, a što da liječi ono kod mene? Kad što sam htjela nisam nikad uzela, svu ljubav nisam tebi nudila. Jer nisi ti od onih koje ikada boli suza što se drugom prikrada. Drago mi je da si sada sretan, ko što nikad nisi bio ranije. Krijem da ti nitko nikad ne kaže, šutnje sebi izbore, vjeruj najbolje. Al drago mi je da si sada sretan, kao što nikad nisi bio ranije. Da ti nitko nikad ne kaže, tako bit će bolje, vjeruj najbolje. A drago mi je da si sada sretan, ko što nikad nisi bio ranije. Krijem da ti nitko nikad ne kaže, šutnje sebi spore, vjeruj. A drago mi je da si sada sretan, ko što nikad nisi bio ranije. Krije da ti nitko nikad ne kaže, tako bit će bolje, vjeruj najbolje. A drago mi je da si sada sretan, ko što nikad nisi bio.
From Pedro Show. Watch it there.
That don't ending, grow.
It came up quick on me, yeah. Had some from the former Yugo Nostalgic era, early 70s, a band Pete Mazich turned me on to called Time, and a tune called Istina Machina, which is interesting because we had a band called Machina. Me, Pete, and his wife, Lil, Jerry Trebitich on the out-of-time bongos. Yeah, it was in seven. It was tough. You know how what device I used to keep myself on time? I kept thinking taco, taco, burrito. Taco, taco, burrito. See, seven. It's taco, taco, burrito. It was an interesting thing. And anyway, Pete was talking about him and his wife, Lil, doing a whole Machina album. We did a song for the Balkans Without Border benefit thing maybe 6-7 years ago. We had Pete's wife before time, Liliana Nikolovska, I think Macedonian, her people. Although I think she's from Split on the coast. Isn't that Dalmatia coast? There's a town.
Yeah.
I think that's where she's from. A tune called... Dragomia. I don't know what it means, but she was singing it kind of relaxed, huh? So maybe it was a relaxing thing. Maybe it was like a gung-ho soccer chant, though. I don't know. Had accordion. That's what Pete did with that machine and stuff, was playing accordion. He did great. Let's see. Before that, we had Pete's new band. Pete Mazich has a new band called Angry Johnny. And that's a tune called Poison. That's Pete on the organ there and singing. Former Second Man. Before that, we had Raul Morales playing drums for the Leeches. The Leeches, a Pedro band, bass, drum, organ. Raul was the second string Second Man. And a young man who's going to go out and tour with me tomorrow. With Missing Men. And that's a tune called Where the Hell is Taylor Kramer? I guess the real question is who is the hell? Where the hell is Taylor Kramer? I wonder if he's Pedro. And we started the third hour out with Bong Bong by the Red Crayola, something brand new from them. Tom Watson on guitar there. And Tom Watson, Missing Men Guitars, who I'm going on tour with.
Soon. Tomorrow.
Although it's because of those 9 hours ahead and the length of the flight, we actually get there the next day. And then we get the equipment neutral. We'll land in Amsterdam, get the equipment, Conk in Rotterdam, get the equipment in Utrecht, and then play on the radio in Amsterdam. And that's how little Holland is. You can do this, right? You can drive all around the country, and it's, it ain't a big thing. And then I think the next day is Nijmegen, Dusseldorf. In Germany after that, and then we the first Peppers gig. So we get to get it together a little bit before we get in front of the big crowds. Although the radio's scary because everybody gets to hear everything. And that's the very first one. That's microscope rock. But, hey, my guys are with it, so I should be brave enough to do the same. I've got some trippy music here coming up. Well, it's all trippy music, and I'm glad people are making trippy music, because life sure would be boring. It was same old.
That's the truth.
Huh? Wouldn't that be another Matt? So these are a bunch of ladies from Japan playing on their, what's it called? Power books. Right? Let me get the thing up. This first tune's called Yummy. Somebody named Nabucco. Okay, a lot from Peter.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. That's Midori Hirano with Lush Rush. Before that, we had Kayoka with My Dead Homie. And Kokiyu with The Piano and the Frog. I apologize if I'm fucking up these names, because I haven't heard them spoken, so I don't know how you say them. They don't use our letters anyway. So. Yeah. Like, I remember when I was in Athens, and you know that phrase? It's all Greek to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even know how to pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, where do you start? What kind of sound
it was like
is that?
That Belgrade, too. They had Cyrillic, and it was like, you don't even know how to fuck up the pronunciation.
Yeah.
Okay, so my apologies. Lo siento. Okay. We had Sawako, I think, before that with Pink Liquid Cotton. And we started off with Nabucco doing Yummy. So some power book, power jams there. And now, let's see here. A young man asked my thoughts on his jam. So we'll play this. I don't know what town he's from, but his band is called Liberty Cap Gun here on Watt Pedro Show.
Namastase, namo namah. Ya Devi, sarala bhutishu janrupena samsthitau namastasye 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 namo.
What's your name, my pretty? Name?
Marie.
Ah, that's what I love about French luxury. It's so luxurious.
Thank you. because of you. You think you're the fastest smelling piece of shit. I tell you, sister, this is it. If you wanna shoot me, just don't try to fool me. Stop making the rounds. Girl, you better cop it, or else I'm gonna drop it. You've been grabbing this town.
Neck bone.
Watt from Pedro show. That's the Hitchhikers with Neckbone Stomp. Played with them Hell Ride maybe a month ago in Corona, I think. Their Orange County band or Inland Empire. Kind of local, not Pedro. But, you know.
SoCal.
Yeah, SoCal. So cool. Before that, we had Mr. Ron Ashton on lead guitar and singing with the Wild Rats tune he wrote called Screwing Around. Thurston on the guitar, Steve Shelley on drums, myself on the bass. And one day that album will come out. One day. It's got some wild stuff. Wild Rat stuff. And we had Michelle Anthony before that with Ugly Side. And Oblong Box before that with Goose on the Moon. That's a tune. And A. Kirtan before that with something called Bhagavan Das, some kind of chant to bring you peace and serenity. Punch a Princess by the Grimes before that. That was Eva and Gabby. That's for you, Gabby. Much respect to you. That was a lady from Pedro here from 13th Street House that was killed in a car wreck a couple of months ago. And Dose is going to be, I think, 3 days after I get back from this tour. Dose is part of a benefit at the Smell for Gabby. December 16th, Gabby's Ma. With a bunch of bands, with people who knew her involved. Smell Downtown. You ever been there? Mm-hmm. You enter in through the alley. It's a trip. Kind of a lot of brick, though, so the sound ain't the best, but it's a good thing. So if you can, come on down. Support. I got a few gigs when I get back right away. Oh, yeah, there's a Banyan gig on my birthday, December 20.
Deep Piazzas?
Yeah, Deep Piazzas in Long Beach with Banyan, with Nels Klein on guitar. I think we played the night before at the Mint. And then there's two things with the Missing Men at the end of the year. In Boulder, we've been asked to open for some band called Rose Hill Drive. And so I got a lot of gigs when I come back. But, yeah, birthday. It's my last year of my 40s. I'll be 49. So I got one more trip around the sun before the 5-0. Yeah, we started that whole thing off with Liberty Cap Gun and song number two. So, pretty good tune, especially the whistle solo at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that way back there,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, the rocking guitar.
So, I'm going to be gone for 23 days here. A little tour, but intense.
Yeah, happy
and I
trails.
Just hope everything works out safe and my guys get back safe. And I get to play as good as I can for everyone. As the Stooges, the Missing Men, Chili Peppers for having us aboard. So I'll be putting up diaries, my guys too, Raul and Tom. So be thinking of you, Brother Matt.
Yeah, vice versa.
Okay, thanks so much
Rock
for everything. Heroes. And yeah, it's been the November 19th, 2006 of the edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.